Are you really singing The Entertainer right now?
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Holy shit.
You never, you don't remember?
I don't remember the name of it, but now that you said it, now I feel like I done learned some shit.
That's right. And that's what we do here, Lemmy. If you just learned some shit. I'm David Strange.
Wow. You didn't tell me I was recording when I was fucking singing the song, you fucking bitch.
I'm David Strange. Right next to me is the young egg to my right. The young egg that we have to mold.
That's right.
Amani Wilson. I am. And to his right...
She's on the phone.
That's right, she's on the phone. That's her name. She's on the phone.
Oh, we're introducing?
Yes.
She's like this intros are
Ashley.
Happening.
Ace. The ace in the hole.
Ace Ventura.
I'm your ace in the hole.
And to my left, we have...
We have Evie.
Yes, and to her left...
Supreme.
Soup.
And to his left, we have...
The Chungus Among Us and Obi.
He ran away.
What a guy.
Yep. So anyway, it's been a while since we had an episode. Various things have happened to our lives. It's not my fault. Anyway.
I take some of the blame. I like...
Yes.
I hard just...
Yes, yet again, Amani was...
I left the fucking tri-state yes, for Amani like a
was
nice little...
Yes, on another sojourn to the whitest state in the union, Boston...
State, huh? Dope.
State, Massachusetts, city of Boston.
Yes, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Look, Obi's going wild. He doesn't like the Boston folk.
Is Obi okay?
I said Boston.
He's just playing.
I said Boston.
That's how he plays.
Yeah.
Is he okay? It looks like he was exercising demons out of himself.
Look, as soon as I said Boston, he went apeshit.
He was upside down, growling. And
upside down, growling, you know? Like a Russian prostitute in Trump's hotel room.
Is that what he did to the other bird?
He stomped the other bird, which I assume is probably similar in the sense of the noises he was making. But... Wow, he's really not having this.
Or he's just reliving the moment.
Yeah, he's savoring. He's doing what most serial killers do.
He's savoring the moment.
The moment.
Are you sure he didn't keep a memento from his crime?
Who knows? I mean, that bird's got secrets up their ass.
Yep, killer birds.
He just is freaking out.
Yep, that's right.
He just gets like that.
Killer birds, here, let me your fears.
He's excited.
Okay.
No.
Well, we've had some interesting Christmases. We've had interesting New Years, but now we're back at it, ready to go, full of fun
stronger
subjects.
Than ever.
Yeah, stronger than ever.
Beefaroni, no contest.
Just a can.
Just a simple can.
Yep. Organ harvesting. Rock and
exactly.
Roll, Weinstein, pussy candles, and Joe Exotic. We're back at it again.
Pussy candles and Joe Exotic. So that's why I was stuck on my phone, first off, was the vagina candle. And the candle is called This Smells Like My Vagina by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Are you serious?
Like that's the actual name of it?
Okay, here's the name of the candle. This is the scent. This is what it's called. This Smells Like My Vagina.
Only white women can get away with that shit.
$75.
What are the
wait, how much?
In the scent.
$75.
And, yeah. It's $75. It's already sold out. It has hints
of... Keep in
of,
mind it sold out within 2 hours.
Like,
white,
we heard about this today, yeah.
Yeah.
And it sold out in 2 hours.
White women...
It's described as funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected. Geranium, citrusy bergamot, cedar with damask rose, and I don't know how to pronounce this, ambrette seed? Ambrette. And the name of the brand is also ironically called Goop.
Yeah.
Which doesn't
Goop?
Go great with releasing a vagina-scented candle.
I remember she got in trouble selling, what was it, vagina
jade,
eggs?
Yeah, jade and rose quartz vagina. She actually just settled, like, over $100,000 suit
mm-hmm.
on that. That's also, like, So,
because she snatched that shit, she even tried to be like, "Oh, I came up with this idea."
She also claimed pseudoscience with it too, which was like apparently she was claiming it balances your pH and hormones, like things that, okay, by putting a porous egg into your vagina that could possibly get lodged up into your cervix or deeper. It's porous because it's, even though it's quartz and jade, it's still a porous material. Collected bacteria, and then these women got sick from it and sued. Like, I mean,
and these people bought this shit.
There's a subculture for it.
Yeah.
Where with the being that it's weighted, it helps with the PVC. The original point of having the yoni egg—that's the official name for it—is that because of its weight, it helps women, especially who have given birth, to help strengthen
the walls
their PVC muscles. So they won't be incontinent if they have issues with that. If they want to tighten themselves, like
nice tight. That I understand.
There's actual it's pretty much the equivalent of Kegel balls or the Benoit balls. So pretty much yoni is supposed to be like. Is that water?
That's him making the.
I don't think that's water, homie.
That's him making coffee. He makes coffee.
But pretty much the point of the yoni egg is to help strengthen the pelvic walls. So there's some.
But she was claiming.
But she's claiming.
Yeah,
bullshit,
she's claiming like pseudoscience
candy.
Stuff,
yeah.
Which made it toxic for people. Which people this is gonna balance my pH and hormones. Like,
no,
it's not.
2 minute warning. I'm aghast, which is why I don't have much else to say about this.
I know.
So what was the material again?
What was the what?
Material for the
egg?
For the pussy egg?
It was a
rose
long
quartz
list.
Or jade.
Yeah.
Probably some other thing, but mostly rose quartz or jade, I believe, are the popular ones. Which there's a trend with that in makeup too, because there's the rose quartz roller and the jade roller, which
I find these things fucking stupid. Do those things actually work?
Actually, they do, because
not what she was advertising. That's
yes.
The thing that people need to understand, is she was advertising something more than what it actually is known to do.
Yeah.
It's used in a lot of holistic settings and things of that nature, but they're not claiming that this is going to cure your diseases or whatever. It's just it's supposed to help you feel more of a woman, more empowered by controlling your body.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which I like that. I think that sounds great. But here's this woman who literally for a living spreads toxic
bullshit.
Absolute. She pulls it out of her vagina, these eggs, and this candy.
No, she was smart enough. She was smart enough not to put it in a vagina. She realized what the fuck it'll do to her.
So she spews this toxic whatever. I don't even know what it is at this point. But yeah, so now this woman, after getting sued for this vagina egg, has now released a beautiful vagina candle. So.
That smells like her specific vagina that people must want for whatever reason.
Yeah. I mean, people.
Yeah, desperate, creepy men and idiot white women.
I've seen men online said, this one guy said he wanted 5.
Damn, why 5, man?
I don't know.
Man, that's a lot of.
From pussy candles to organ harvesting.
I mean, it is an organ.
Yeah, that's right. So, Avantney has a lovely, lovely idea about.
I want to know
a touring dance group.
I don't have a lovely idea. I'm just fascinated by the fact that I can't shit in peace without seeing a poster for Shen Yun somewhere. I can't be on Facebook while I'm peeing and see something about Shen Yun being the greatest show on earth.
I can't drive.
Dazzling
Thirsty Caucus without fucking Shen Yun.
I'm just saying, them damn Shen Yun, Shenmu billboards. Billboards are like herpes.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
So the cool thing and the creepy thing about Shen Yun is it's everywhere. You say it once, all you're going to get in your
everyone's now going to
cover is Shen Yun. So I've been fascinated
China.
Wanting to go see Shen Yun for a while. So it's finally coming to me that I'm gonna watch this, because after watching this video about Shen Yun and organ harvesting, I'm just like, wait, how do they tie in together? So supposedly Shen Yun is part of a group called the Falgon, which is like a non-profit group. And it's supposed to they're supposed to help promote the true history and the pride of China, since China has moved to a more militant state and seems to have forgotten where they came from.
Okay.
So like Shenmue is supposed to be the reintroduction and the showing the spirituality of China to show like they're technically gods, they where they descend from, they're rich. 5,000 years of history, I think, is what Shenmue.
Years of history.
So, China, when they were originally showing themselves,
is it good?
When the Shenmue tried to show their show in China, China, quote unquote, allegedly, let me just say that, was blocking their shows or like trying or having direct competition, almost stealing the idea of the show playing in the same theaters that they want to play in, and got rejected from. So they're like, okay, fuck this. We're going to somewhere else and to show off our teachings. One of the reasons why China is so against Shenyun, the musical, is because...
Okay, so China's against Shenyun.
It's against Shenyun because it's backed by this group or cult that China calls it, called, I think, like I said, Falun or something. And they're pretty much the Scientologists of China.
Oh, God.
That is the best... From what I read and could understand, because there's just a lot to take in, they are the Scientologists.
Well, now we're uncovering like a huge
operation. So,
conspiracy pod.
So Shenyun, well, the founders of Shenyun are like, well, that's not what we're about. We believe in our people having free speech, free thought, blah blah blah. So they're saying, well, China has been locking up our people and forcing them into organ harvesting. And I'm like, nah, that can't be real. And then I look up organ harvesting in China. I'm like, yeah, China stopped harvesting the organs of some of their prison inmates since 2015. I'm like, they were openly doing that.
Wait,
before?
They stopped or started since 2015?
Stopped in 2015 because of the moral outcry of it. But now China claims because they stopped, they don't have enough organs for people in need.
So I went to the bodies exhibit.
It's extremely fascinating.
So I went to the bodies exhibit
mm-hmm.
on Seaport in,
mm-hmm.
in New York City. And apparently a lot of the bodies were from Asian countries.
Yep.
So I don't know if it's Asian countries, because there's like 48 Asian countries.
Of course.
But, you know, I don't know. I think it would be interesting how much of that was donated, because a lot of them apparently were prisoners.
Yes.
That agreed to donate their bodies after they died. So I just think that that's very interesting.
Then you have to think about, did they truly agree to donate their bodies
yeah.
at that too?
Yeah.
But there's just a lot of fascinating things, like morally with organ harvesting, because it's like, on one hand, if you're going to be putting this prisoner to death and they have perfectly good organs, I don't know, like, what are you gonna do? Like, you're just gonna bury them and like waste it, or give them to people that actually need it?
Right.
But then there's the whole, like, if this person is quote unquote innocent, which wasn't tried fairly or whatever, it's like there's the weird ambiguousness of that. I mean, that's
yeah.
a whole nother topic.
It's for sure
a
gray area.
But to bring it back to Shenyun, both China and the founders of Shenyun have been butting heads, saying, well, you do this shit and you're becoming a disease on the thing of China. And then the founders are like, well, you're taking China away from what its actual roots are and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, there's like anti-government themes, supposedly, in
China's
Shenyun.
Got wild shit going on.
So it's just kind of like, Shenyun
wow.
isn't the beautiful dancing and storytelling, whatever. There may be deeper roots with a darker background.
So it's all like
it.
Pretty dancing, but really they're telling you a fucked up story.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's just kind of like, now it makes me really want to see it.
Yeah,
I
really
want to
see
it
now. Yeah.
But I just want to see where the fuck Shenyun and organ harvesting come together. But I'm like, from the articles I've been reading and the videos I've been watching and then seeing reviews, I'm like, it's almost like the people who go watch Shenyun come out almost a little like cultish.
Cultish.
Because
okay.
it's like they're always talking about how beautiful, how dazzling, how amazing. It's like viewing God, and it's just like, y'all are white as paper.
Well,
like, what the fuck is this coming from?
That's how cults uh-huh. work. They bring you in with all this flash and
yeah,
song and dance. Like Scientology.
Objects.
Scientology has this amazing, deep backstory written by a science fiction writer. And it talks about your theos
sure.
are out of
yeah.
line. And it brings, well, if you're ultra rich, because they don't want no poor people in Scientology. But that's how they do it. They give you this fanciful story, and they bring you in.
Wow.
And Shen Yun seems like the perfect introduction to this cult. And it turns out where that woman jumping in the air on that billboard isn't jumping out of a door. She's jumping to escape because they're trying to harvest her kidneys. Now.
Yeah. I gave you that one. That was actually like, that was like, yeah, a fucking slip and slide.
That was very good.
You know, your last slide was a little, you know, you didn't stick the landing, but that right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're five.
Thank you. As stated in our episode with Devin, or Warmind.
That's right, Warmind.
Warmind.
Warmind. Warmind. Warmind. Warmind. Yeah, basically, if shit ever goes left, here's how I see it. We have a whole RPG, like, waiting to happen. We have the fucking cleric. We have the... Wait, no. So then, wait, no. If you're a cleric, then she has to be the priestess, or the head priestess. Yeah, how does this work? Like, either way, you guys will run the fucking church, or the church of whatever you want to call it. Literally, that'd be called the church of whatever Satan. You want to call it. The church of Satan. And it's like, and listen, if you don't
the
like
good
it,
kind.
Exactly. And listen, if you don't like it, that's not your thing. I mean, we still have cookies and snacks. You can just listen and just, you know, relax.
Just hang out
for a little bit.
For the sermon. You'll be cool.
And then exactly. From there, Evie will be the botanist that saves us all and gives us the, you know, treatments to be able to restore the fucking plant growth and land. Supreme will be the one that will literally be the fucking head of making sure to curate all of the art, so that way we have our own sort of wall paintings and scriptures that'll be there. I'm just the local scribe. I'm just here to fucking take record of all of this shit. That's it. So we already almost have the apocalypse plan, and then Warmind, he's the head of all military. He's the military tactician. He's the person that says, listen, okay, there's some random people coming to town, and I can hear in his voice.
No, you gotta
do it. I can hear in his voice. Okay. It's like, okay, so I'm gonna tell you this right now. If five people come into town, and of those five people, three of them happen to be young boys, and two are women, this is what's gonna happen, okay? We're not going to ravage the women, but we're gonna kill the boys, and we're gonna take the women in, and they're gonna immediately get home-based roles to either be nurses or cooks. That's the order. It's what happens in the animal kingdom, what we'll have to do. I can picture him saying this shit. I can picture him saying to overtake. Yes, he would. Yes, he would. He would tell you. He would tell you that it happens with lions all the time. That listen, that when a lion sees a pride of lions, they immediately say, oh, okay, let's see if he's able to lead the fucking
pride.
It's funny,
because last time I looked at myself, I noticed I looked nothing like a lion. Which is so weird.
What the fuck?
Nothing like a lion?
I think I'm a human, so... Well, I don't care what lions do.
Yeah. And the thing
so
is,
I don't give a shit what packs or prides of lions do in nature.
Warmind, man. It's Warmind's rules. It's his world. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm sorry. So we're just living in it.
We're talking about Joe Exotic.
Okay, cool, guys.
Well, he's Joe Exotic. It's his world, and we're just living
Jesus,
in it.
Jesus, I swear to you. We put two
listen,
roundabout
for
tours.
Our members that don't know who Joe Exotic is, we've inserted this special audio version of his video, which should air right about now.
I'm Joe Exotic, and today this is not going out to any kind of a presidential candidate or any politician. The purpose of this video today is to let you know who I am. First thing is, I am not cutting my hair. I'm not changing the way I dress. I refuse to wear a suit. I am gay. I've had two boyfriends most of my life. I currently got legally married. Thank God, it's finally legal in America. I've had some kinky sex. I have tried drugs through the younger years of my life. I am broke as shit. I have a judgment against me from some bitch down there in Florida. But I can tell you, I paid a fine with the USDA, and that is nothing but a civil fine, ladies and gentlemen. That does not mean that I was accused or convicted of any kind of animal cruelty thing. I built one of the biggest facilities and the nicest facilities for exotic animals in this country as far as a private individual goes. I'm Joe Exotic, and don't forget, I am now stepping my foot in the ring to run for president. And this is all paid for by the committee of Joe Exotic Speaks for America. I am a real American.
mean, it's just, it's genius, that part.
It hurts.
I shouldn't have done that.
I'm broke as fuck. Wait, what? I'm broke as shit.
I am broke as shit. I got single
boyfriends. I'm out of breath. I've had two boyfriends.
I'm into kinky stuff.
It's now official, because that's now it's legal in America.
That's right.
I'm broke as shit. That's literally when my clients ask me about how my day is going. That's what
I'm. How's your day going? I'm broke as shit.
I'm broke as shit. I've had two boyfriends. Gay marriage is legal in America.
I'm screaming.
And he put his hat in as the presidential candidate for 2016. Forget Donald Trump and Hillary. Forget Jill Stein. Well, most people already forgot about Jill Stein. About Jill Stein.
I voted Jill Stein, okay?
You were a fool.
Look, I voted for the GILF, all right? I wasn't voting for either of those two fucks, okay? Fucking Hillary stole New York from fucking Sanders. That would have easily put his seat in for the DNC fucking nod. So, no. Fuck that I wasn't voting for her, and there's no fucking way I was voting for fucking Trump. Anyone wants to say, well, what's your stance? Suck a dick. That's my stance. Moving on.
Well,
Steph, nice. I like that. I like that argument.
Well,
S the D.
Well, I have a counter argument. Suck my dick.
Exactly. SMD.
Suck my fucking dick.
ST. There you go. Go.
Yep. Well, an interesting twist about Where Are They Now. He's been convicted of a murder for hire plot. What? Yes, yeah. That's right. To kill the founder of a Florida sanctuary. So you remember the bitch he was referring to in Florida? He tried to kill her.
Yeah.
A federal jury.
Hot. He's broke as fuck.
That's right.
He's out of breath.
And now he's in jail. Yes. A federal jury found Exotic, whose legal name is Joseph Maldonado Passage. Wow.
What a
name. Guilty of two counts of murder for hire, along with 9 counts of violating the Endangered Species Act for killing tigers.
Oh my god.
And 8 counts of violating the Lacey Act by falsifying wildlife records.
I can't with this guy.
Yep.
Oh,
he sold
shit.
The park in 2016, but remained on staff to 2018. He plotted to kill Carol Baskin, founder of the Big Count Rescue in Tampa, Florida.
She was a whistleblower, too. And apparently she had a sordid past, too. Apparently her husband in 2002 or something like that went missing, and no one ever found him.
Whoa.
Yeah, she has a missing husband. So the plot thickens. There's actually a podcast about this.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking... What the fuck? I'm actually loving this story now that I'm hearing
it's
because
it's very bizarre.
Because it makes almost no sense, but then at the very same time, it's like, wait.
It actually happened.
You literally sit there and you're like, no, someone wrote this. No. No.
Same before, it sound made up.
In 2017, Exotic paid a supposed hitman $3,000 to kill this woman and promised to pay more after she had died. The Endangered Species Act convictions includes shooting 5 tigers to death with no vet present and falsifying records related to selling tigers, lions, and a baby lima.
Real quick, I found the podcast. It's called Over My Dead Body. Oh. Yeah, and there's a couple different sections to Over My Dead Body, but this one came out in September 2019 or so early or I'm sorry late last yeah late last year and it's Over My Dead Body, Joe Exotic.
Jeez.
So
right.
Boom, that's
for
that's
the blow
it. Yeah,
by
I have
blow
it saved in my queue
from having kinky sex with his gay partner. So
I
being,
have kinky sex,
that's right, to
I'm broke as shit
to being sentenced in a murder for hire plot. Obviously, this is the man we should have voted for president, people.
Clearly, he should. Well, he's right on par with what we already have. So
pretty
I'm
much,
not...
I mean, he killed some tigers.
It'd be crazy if he'd probably end up being a better president.
You could definitely say he's progressive in his polyamory.
Yep, that's right.
You can manage tigers, you can manage a country.
Love that. Yeah, so he was being, and apparently she also allotted, what's her name, Carol?
Yeah.
So she,
fucking Carol.
Carol from Florida. Florida woman fights off Texas man. So that's what this is about. So she also was like a big whistleblower on animal sanctuaries and stuff. And she always was kind of sticking her nose into other people's business. And when she started sticking her nose into Joe Exotic's business, I mean, I guess she almost got killed.
I find it interesting that all these animal sanctuaries have like massive city pass and issues.
It's like, such a good... weird thing. I noticed the more exotic the animal, the weirder the person who's into them is. And also the level of crazy depends on how many animals of exotic persuasion this person also has. There's like a certain level of like insanity that goes with that I've noticed.
Gotta get an otter, a white tiger, a little rare bird.
It's funny because one of the episodes I watched about, you know, stupid people keeping wild animals was a woman that ran a tiger sanctuary, ran out of money, so she had to resort to getting roadkill for her tigers.
Oh no.
Then when she opened the cage, the tiger attacked her and basically ate her.
Did she
live?
No.
She ate the tiger ate both of her breasts and her arm.
Is she alive?
He's like, ooh,
really?
Bye-bye.
You really think?
No, seriously.
Two breasts and a wing.
People survive crazy shit. People survive crazy shit.
No, not the way her son found her.
Remember the monkey that ate the
chick's face?
And the woman survived.
Yeah, she survived.
Yeah, face is just a hole.
She doesn't have one.
Head like a hole.
All right, the podcast. They got inducted as well.
Yes, they're getting inducted.
So, transitioning.
Look, I'm just saying, when you give a monkey wine and Xanax, what do you think it's going to do? Veg out and watch Desperate Housewives? No, it's going to go ape shit, pun intended. So,
I'm broke as shit.
He can't be in charge anymore. I swear to God. He's like, it just becomes Animal House.
I heard that I guess her favorite movie won't be Face Off anymore. So I guess when she watches King Kong now, she's gonna root for the people in the plane shooting King Kong.
Delete the podcast. Scrap it. We'll see y'all next year.
Damn, 2021. It doesn't have the same ring. This is a good marketing year.
It's a good marketing year.
It's a great marketing year, man.
The whole year.
Told your ass, yo, you going on a sabbatical.
Sabbatical.
It's like fuck that.
So.
Damn.
From a woman with a head like a hole to the next Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
She's like, and that's barefoot attack right there. That's just you getting hit with the soul. I love it. I'm like, I love it.
And talking about inductees with soul, Whitney Houston is among the names being inducted.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So it's Biggie.
But wasn't she like R&B?
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's loosely used for just
musicians.
It encompasses
all the music genres.
Just musicians, yeah.
So it's Biggie, Nine Inch Nails,
Depeche Mode, and Nine Inch Nails, and I feel like the whole inductees
this year
are just, and Doobie Brothers, okay, because
that's
dope.
And this band called T-Rex. What do you have against Biggie?
I don't have anything against Biggie. I already mentioned it earlier that, you know, if I go ahead and go public with my views on Biggie,
you ain't gonna make it.
I won't be able to go to Brooklyn. I don't like Brooklyn as it is already. I have to go to Brooklyn in 2 weeks for an event. I don't want for the one of like the legion of like 40 people that listen to this to go ahead and basically be like, yo, I heard what you said about it. I'm gonna meet you on Nostrand Ave and fuck you up. All 23 of them show up like, and like, all in coochie sweaters. So what you got against Big? And I'm like, yo, Nothing. He was
We ain't helping you, man. You on your own.
It's like a handful of songs on a playlist. But yeah, other than that, I think it's just a
Nine Inch Nails. Come on, that's a.
I actually like Depeche Mode way more than Nine. I'm not like a big. I acknowledge Nine Inch Nails because they had a lot of influence. Like they were like the first of a lot of stuff in the 90s. So I think that's really cool. But Depeche Mode, I mean, they like so many of their albums are so good. In my opinion, like I own almost every single one of their albums. And I've listened through all of their music, and I do really like them. Their newer stuff, not so much, but they're all the stuff from like the 90s back down to like the 80s. They were amazing. But on that note, yeah, I'm happy that they were inducted. Everyone else, you know.
It just sounds not like an Whitney
Hutton.
Year.
Not Whitney Hutton.
Are you her own music?
I was gonna say, and are you purposely saying her name fucked up for a reason?
Yes, I am. I mean, listen, you don't want the one person that listens to us in East Orange coming up against you, would you?
No, I think Whitney Houston had a beautiful voice. I think she was a talented singer, but she, as a musician, she wasn't great. She was actually quite subpar, and she didn't write her music. So that's just. You know.
I'm trying to think.
Who you was are her, a brave woman for saying.
who was it? Barry Gordy, I think. Who basically
Clyde Davis.
Clyde Davis called her the voice. His whole thing was just like she just has that voice that could carry a tune, and she did. But other than that, like you said,
she's smiling away.
I don't want to discredit her voice because her voice is amazing. No one, but she squandered her talents.
She kind of did.
As soon as she got money, she wasted everything.
It's much deeper than that. It runs deeper,
basically saying that there were some at home issues.
Forced into like a heterosexual relationship.
Yeah, because apparently she was like closeted.
Yeah, she was closeted. You didn't know?
That apparently so Whitney Houston was.
Her best friend, her assistant, was her lover at one time. And they were forced to be apart because. You know, the black church community and gays and her mother.
Baptist church, so it was way worse. It's like, oh, we ain't doing
that. And, you know, they remained friends for quite some time until she was fired for being her assistant. That's during the time when Bobby got in the way and, you know.
Well, listen, I'm sure everybody's story is very deep. What I'm saying is that. I feel like she squandered her
time. And she did.
I'm not saying that she didn't have a hard life. I'm just saying that she squandered.
I feel like had she been allowed to be with Robin, I think she would be alive today. I think she would be thriving.
Yeah.
And she would be like, you know.
Someone who is dealing with drug addiction is not doing it because they're a happy person.
No, of course not.
It's a symptom.
It is a symptom. She would be... You know, an elder statesman in the world of music, but unfortunately, that's not the way things happened.
I'm not gonna go that far and say she would have been an elder statesman. She would have been
She would have been an elder statesman at this point the black community.
I guess there were so many people that had bigger impacts while being an artist, which is why I can kind of caveat with what she's saying. Because you had someone like Aretha Franklin who was like, oh, okay, cool. One, first of all, pay me in cash because you guys aren't paying black artists, so pay me in cash before I perform. And then during the civil rights era, she would bail activists out with her money. You didn't really hear Whitney Houston doing a lot in the community for East Orange. It's like, all right, cool. She has a school erected in her fucking honor.
She was around.
She should have
taken swimming lessons, but she was around.
You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up.
It was built in her honor. So
she didn't even put the money into it. So my thing is, I agree exactly what you're saying. It's not like
it
she
just because she went there. That's it.
Yeah, it was pretty just like, much. All right, cool,
so,
boom.
Yeah, so pretty she much. Wasn't really a community leader.
Nah, she wasn't. That's why I'm like, elder state.
Fine. You don't have to be a community leader to be a great artist.
Whatever.
But if she's gonna be recognized for something, at least put the work in and actually, you know, hit the pavement and do. What you need to do to be recognized.
Put some work in, lady.
That's right. It's sink or swim. It's sink or swim. So.
Boo.
Depeche Mode, man.
How you feel about that?
They're good.
Yeah. Listen, I'm happy Biggie made it with two albums. All right, Biggie made it with two albums. That's how good Brooklyn is.
I mean, yeah, and that's the weird thing, because he was really, really fucking influential to Brooklyn. Yeah. Like, it's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. And then even, I wouldn't even be able to tell you, like, how or why, but he just is. Just a staple.
He's one of the first people to rap it.
Yeah. Openly, and just
yeah,
be like, hey,
that
I went
time,
to...
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, Rock and Roll Hall
can,
of Fame.
I can agree with that.
Of your shit.
I think he deserved that. Just simply
he really
because,
did.
Because of his influence.
Yeah, and as far as an East Coast rapper, he did, you know. Yeah, exactly. His reach was huge.
I think that's really what makes him that figure, you know, that important figure.
Him and the Tupac.
Yeah. They're both inducted, just Biggie.
Both
I think,
of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Pac
yeah.
was inducted before
yeah.
Biggie.
Was he?
Yeah.
So he wasn't on his go-around?
No, he was inducted before.
Oh, okay.
Like, a year before?
I think way later. Sooner. Way
yeah.
sooner.
Mm. Okay.
Than Biggie.
Yeah, well, did Tupac have more music than
Biggie? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
I don't, I'm not, like, a big Tupac fan.
There was
like
one
five
point.
Songs.
There was one point.
Well, no,
he's
saying
year.
That because every year he
like,
had,
every
like,
single
something.
Year, at one point... There was a new Tupac album.
I noticed that. I never listened, but yeah. I noticed that.
Are you talking about posthumously, or are you
posthumously?
Talking... Oh, okay.
Like, there was one point, like, consistently. For, like,
well, yeah. I mean, 10 years straight,
at
some point,
album.
It was the same thing with Biggie. He was always featured in the shit, even to the point where Diddy had to say, like, okay, this is the final chapter, meaning I am no longer touching the Biggie catalog at this point because I pimped it. Like, honestly, people wonder where Diddy has his fame now. I mean, besides fucking over talent with bad
yes.
contracts,
yes.
he rolled the coattails hard from Biggie. And it also helped that he was in the Ivy League, you know, business
He's
management.
A very smart businessman.
Yeah, very smart. Oh, yeah, he went to, like, what was that, Princeton or Yale, one of the two? But, yeah, he's Ivy League. He's an Ivy League guy. Yeah, Yale, I think it was, yeah. So, yeah, he wasn't any dummy. So... I mean, that's good for them, but again, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for me, sure. Yeah.
I don't know who you waiting on, Papoose. You waiting on?
I'm waiting on Manson. If yeah. my thing is, if you're gonna put Nine Inch Nails in, and then he's yeah. like right there synonymous with Manson, you got to put Manson in.
Where's
Sade? Now.
Is Sade in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Put her in.
I feel like you should, but the problem is that jazz itself is like a dead genre. Like, think about it now. You can't be like, oh, what was the last great jazz album?
It's become more niche.
Yes. It's a niche
because it's still.
Well, no. It definitely is there. Oh, it most definitely. But it's almost like
outside of the mainstream.
Outside yeah. of the mainstream, will you hear it on the radio? No, you just won't.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. Fortunately,
yeah, there's nothing current.
Yeah.
That I listen to. Because I listen to jazz. There's nothing. Any of it that's
yeah.
current.
And excuse me, not even just jazz, but smooth jazz. I have to remember because
yeah.
jazz, we would be talking about, you know. Like pianos and saxophones. You're talking about like Bird and Miles Davis and all those other characters. Smooth jazz, you're talking Al Jarreau, Sade, LaShawn Pharrell, Hiroshima LA. What you call it? Who?
What you want to do for love? What's his name?
Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell.
Oh, I see.
Bobby Caldwell.
I see you're a fan of the Blue Eyed Soul.
Yes, that's right. Did you know this time last year I told my father that Bobby Caldwell was white?
Oh,
he didn't know
yeah.
he was white. He didn't know Bobby Caldwell was white.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of the dude, and this takes me back to that Black Mirror episode, that track C'est La Vie with that dude. You know that dude I'm talking about. It's like Bobby Neville or something like that. Robin Neville, yeah, that dude that does that track C'est La Vie.
Yeah.
It's funny because I remember I played for my uncle. He's like, dude, do you know this whole time I've been hearing this track since the 80s? I did not know that dude was white. He's like, he got off with that shit because that was a good sound for that time. I'm like, yeah. Dude, you didn't see the video? He's like,
what
nah.
episode of Black Mirror is this?
San Junipero. When they're it's the track C'est La Vie when they're dancing in the club, the two
oh,
girls or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, that particular track. I was like, oh yeah, because he kind of sounds like almost like Bobby Brown or one of those guys during that era. Some like long hair. Looks a lot like Joe. Like, imagine Joe with long hair in the 80s. Like,
yes.
Matter of fact, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm gonna pull this up just
yeah,
so
no,
you can
I wanna
see
say.
It. Because it's fucking Joe. It's literally like if someone just ported Joe the 80s and said, Joe, you want to have a fucking track right here? Hold on. Because I got to inject some randomness because I'm like, oh, hold on. And you're going to love this shit. As soon as it loads, of course, obviously. Stop. Yeah, I'm curious to know what you were...
We're at 46 minutes.
Oh, here we go. Oh, actually, it kind of looks like Dennis a little bit, too.
Well, Joe looks like Dennis.
He looks
That's the implication.
Because, again, you hear this track, you're like, oh, yeah, that's some smooth, funky white boy singing that track. It's like, oh, no, that is Robbie Neville. Yeah.
Robbie, I thought it was Aaron Neville.
No,
One of the Neville boys.
Isn't Aaron Neville the guy, other jazz guy?
Yeah.
You mean Aaron Neville Longbottom.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The Longbottom. Yeah, because all the chicks are swooning for him now, because he's, you know, apparently...
He's buff as shit.
Yeah, he grew up and became a fly guy, whereas Draco looks like he's like... he's lived a hard-ass life. I don't get it.
He's got miles on him.
You think about it, what's his name? Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes.
Yeah, still good. Emma Watson, still very good. Yep. What's the ginger again? Forget his name.
Ron Weasley. What's his name? He has a real name.
Ron Weasley. Rupert Grint.
Rupert.
Yeah, Rupert.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, exactly.
At one point, Ed Sheeran. He transitioned.
But for some reason, Draco Malfoy, you see him, he just looks like that guy that's like, you want a couple of benders at Burning Man, and you know, at some point, you decided to clean up. Oh,
he does look a lot like him. Actually, now I'm gonna look up.
Oh, here comes Joe real quick.
Oh my God, it's the chin.
It's the reason why I was like, okay.
This sounds like something a J-pop group would sample.
Probably.
This sounds like something that would be played on WBLS back in 93.
It's so 80s. That's why I was just like, wait, it's a little bit like Dennis. Oh now God. I'm seeing more Dennis than Joe now, but I'm like, it's that face, though.
It's the
half. See, you gotta understand, in the 90s, there were these spade of white singers that hit, like,
yo,
black with radio with, like, the blue-eyed soul.
That's what I was wondering.
I'm so upset about this Clarice show.
I'm sorry.
I'm just so disappointed. You know, people have been dying for season 4 of Hannibal.
Some reason shows are getting a little bit on the disappoint side with Mindhunter canceled. It's like that.
I'm really happy with The Witcher and The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian was pretty. Mandalorian was dank.
I have opinions about The Witcher.
I mean,
I haven't seen it yet.
You do?
Yeah.
No, I have a couple episodes left, so I'm not fully finished yet. But I love it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We can talk about some of those.
I need one of you motherfuckers to watch The Messiah. Because I'm gonna do a deep dive into it. Because I'm telling you, it was just so fucking interesting. Because for me, I'm like, okay, I get it. The whole Jesus modern day shtick, we get it. But it's the idea of the depths they're willing to go with it, where they're like, this guy's like a potential fucking terrorist. Like, really, he could, like he could really cause, like, pandemonium. And I thought to myself, you know, all in the scriptures, they're like, oh, Jesus will come back. I'm like, I hear you, but I don't think you really understand how much that is going to, like, if it were to actually happen, how much that would fuck things up. Because then pretty much the implications of what would happen in the Middle East, what would happen to the Vatican... At some point, pretty much the Pope is like, fuck you, you're just a dude in a bathrobe. Like, Christ is here, so what the fuck ever you're going to say. So at that point, people would just be blindly following this guy. And like, one of the CIA agents is saying, he could be dangerous. They're like, what happens if he decides to turn people violent? I mean, if you're literally saying, and people are calling him, and people are calling him the Messiah. Like, I'm talking, they're calling him the Messiah in every language they could find. I was like, okay, this sounds
interesting. Really good.
It was actually pretty dope.
I definitely got to get on that. I definitely thoroughly enjoying The Witcher so far.
I have to see it because so many people are referencing memes and all this other shit. And I'm like, I don't understand the toss the coin.
My new phrase for asking for tips is toss a coin to your Witcher.
It's like toss a coin to your dresser, your stylist.
Toss a coin to your stylist.
Exactly.
To your dresser. I love that.
Telling you.
Well, Strange-O.
I think it was a nice getting back into things episode, you know? Yeah, before we
The dang shit was before we got on this. I was gonna say Oscars talk is coming. Oscars season's coming. Yeah. Grammy season's coming.
Yeah, that would actually be. I wouldn't mind doing a lineup.
Yeah, we'll do that, and then we got Sanctum.
Yes, this is a wonderful episode of Lend Me Your Fears.
Yeah,
yay to the portals of the Sanctum that shall open.
Yes, join us for that.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
Happy 2020.
Happy 2020.
Happy 2020.